Sonia, Dinosaur National Monument is certainly in one of the darker corners of the state, and indeed even the western U.S. So that played a role in the monument being named as a dark sky site. Were there some other factors at play?
Three things really need to be in place for a location to be established as a dark sky park. First, there needs to be public access to enjoy the stars and education programs to help share that. And we've been doing night sky related public programs for many years at Dinosaur. So that was not a new thing. Another component of being a dark sky park is that you have to be naturally dark. And because of Dinosaur's remote location, that natural darkness still retains here at a very high level. The final part that needed to be in place before becoming a dark sky park was to formalize our commitment internally to keep those dark skies dark. A lighting plan and an inventory of what we have and how we could be better in making sure that the light stays on the ground where it's needed and not scattered up into the sky was the final step.
You hold a lot of night sky viewing events at the monument where the public is invited to come out and gaze up into the heavens with the help of a telescope. And this year's program just started a few nights ago. Tell us a little bit more about what visitors can expect.
We kicked off our program schedule on May the 4th, and 140 people came to see the night sky from the Quarry Exhibit Hall parking lot. So we have programs with rangers who will point out constellations and naked eye programs. We also have stargazing with telescopes as a program where you can see some of those deeper sky objects. We also really like to emphasize that a naturally dark sky doesn't mean that it's always dark with gorgeous views of the Milky Way. Sometimes there's a big old moon up in the sky, and we want to celebrate that as well. So we have a series of full moon walks on those Wednesdays that otherwise would have been a stargazing program with telescopes. We substitute in some night hikes instead.
Looking at the website for Dinosaur National Monument, it looks like you've got a full summer of night sky viewing programs. One in particular is keyed to a very important event historically for the West. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
So one of the programs that is coming up next for the interpretive staff as a public program is a connection between a major anniversary of the John Wesley Powell expedition coming down the Green and the Colorado Rivers. Our next night sky program at Dinosaur will be on Saturday, June 8th, and it corresponds to dates in Powell's published journals from 150 years ago. And there's a beautifully poetic passage that he writes on June 8th, or attributed to June 8th, 150 years ago. He is having the same view of the night sky, and he actually talks about seeing a star perched on the edge of the cliff, and that it looks like it's falling in, and that the stars appear to be in the canyon. For me, the fact that someone can make an observation 150 years ago, and then now, because we've been doing our job right of protecting this resource, visitors can still have that same experience of coming and seeing the stars in the canyon.
How do you feel about balancing the role between being an interpretation with the Park Service and essentially being an educator and working with the public to learn and see something new?
I see my role as learning as much as possible about this amazing planet we live on, recognizing there are special places in the United States set aside as national park units where that shared natural and cultural history is real. It's not just words to me. I really believe that places like Dinosaur National Monument are places that we all share and that have benefits for all. So in being able to be in a position to schedule and organize public programs and train interpretive staff, I see my role as maybe planting that seed that you never know where it's going to grow. The great hope is that somebody will have a positive experience underneath the starry skies or the full moon and then take that idea home with them and see if there are some changes that they can make in their own community to help the skies overhead to all of us.
Sonia, you're up close and personal with the night sky, of course, in Dinosaur, and seeing people come out to your public viewing events. So I could ask, What's the night sky mean to you?
For me, the night sky represents many things. When I look up, I love the idea of looking further. Like, you never know where your thoughts are going to take you when you're looking up into the night sky. You have planets to imagine what life could be like very far out into space. You have views of other galaxies that you can actually see in dark enough places. When you're able to look up in the sky and actually visibly notice the galaxy that we live in and see that arc of the Milky Way, it just brings your mind to all kinds of different opportunities to reflect on your place in the universe, big and small.
Sonia, since you're in charge of the night sky viewing programs, I take it you hear a lot of oohs and ahs from people as they're looking through the telescope viewfinders.
Yeah, you really never know. We had a visitor just last week. It was fairly fresh after our designation, who came in and specifically said that she came here to Dinosaur because she had just heard about the designation, and that she had seen the Milky Way for the first time when she had turned 50 years old. And she said, that's too late. Nobody should have to wait until they're 50 to see the Milky Way. And now I want to see it all the time.
Under the Milky Way. Sonia, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome.